The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall, the air. Good morning, everybody. It is September 11th, 2019.
A day of remembrance.
And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today is the 9/11, but we want to say hello to Sue, who's over there at the helm.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Sue. How are you?
I am great, and good news this morning, no incidents on roadways.
There, that's great.
Thank you. Nice and clear.
What's the weather look like, then?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Today, we're going to have a high of 90. It's around 64 degrees this morning. Our highs today, where are we? We've got a new weather report. Okay. Sue?
Yes, this morning you can expect it to be mostly sunny and a high of 90 and a low of 63. Tomorrow, 97 and a low of 62, 98 for Friday, and it looks like 97 for Saturday, lows dropping in the 60s. Sunday, partly cloudy and 86 degrees with a low of 55 and increasing clouds. Now for Monday, there is a slight chance of showers, mainly early in the morning with a high of 76 by the afternoon and a low of 52. Partly cloudy for Tuesday and Wednesday, and warming up 77 for Tuesday, then back up to 83 by next Wednesday. It is mostly clear in downtown Redding, Red Bluff 65, 64 in Anderson, 60 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 63 degrees in downtown Redding. And Linda, back to you.
Well, thank you for saving me on the weather there, because that was
the totally new.
This
totally
is a
new
weird
system.
Printout. I never want to see it again. So. Again, we talked about it earlier. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. And this morning, you know, as we were getting ready for the show, you know, 9/11 happened how many years ago?
18 years ago. At 8:46 in the morning, America was attacked by Islamic terrorists, killing more than were lost at Pearl Harbor. It began a war that lasts until today. It's had a tremendous impact on our country. It's led to country's leadership changing in the Middle East. It's led to so many deaths during this war. But on that morning, 2,977 people were killed. 6,000 plus were injured. 343 firefighters, 71 law enforcement people lost their life. 90 countries lost citizens in that morning. That started at 8:46. So, you look back today as where were you when this happened? And the war still goes on. We're in Afghanistan, and we just lost another American last week.
Well, we talked about that earlier. Where were you? And everybody can remember that. It's kind of like you've got certain dates that are etched in your forehead. And on your brain. And I know that I was living in Sacramento at the time, and it was one of those you turn on the – I don't even know if anybody called me. I just kind of turned on the news, and it was happening. But it was almost like I was watching a movie in the very beginning, like this – no, this isn't – and then, like you came in on a documentary or came in on a weird movie. But – and at that time you have Matt Lauer and what was his co-anchor?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, they were on, and it was probably Good Morning America or something like that, and it was just, and then you flipped around, and it was every single channel. And so we visited the 9/11 Museum in New York a few years back, a must on everybody's schedule. I mean, I would say it's great to go see a Broadway show, but go see the 9/11 Museum. I think it'll hit you in a way that you understand the magnitude. Right now, I mean, you talk about a number and you see it, but when you really get into
18
like,
years
it,
later, yes. it's tough. I was there within a month after it happening on a job there, and it was complete devastation. I've been in many war torn countries, and it was still smoking. People were still wearing masks around it. And what we don't talk about a lot is those that were killed that day, but it continues on from the health effects, and people dying from cancer, people dying from lung conditions who breathed in the air that day. So right. This is still continuing on. But right now the memorial is being held on this anniversary, and they're reading out the name of every person that was mm-hmm. killed that day, over 3,000 names.
There's it may be going on right now, the sunrise service up at the Big Flag.
At 7 o'clock, it started at 7 a.m. this morning.
So we will remember. We always remember. Okay, so let's get to our guest. Yeah, well, let's switch the gear here.
We all know that we have a problem. And I know that was great. We talk about this, and now we have to bring Christine Stewart on now. But you are addressing a very, very real tragedy in our county, well, in our country, but specifically in our county, that kills people every day. And not only kills people, but also results in the huge impacts on babies being born, on the lives of people. I can't tell you how many people we know that are now raising their grandchildren.
So welcome to the show.
Because of what we're going to talk about today. So welcome, Christine Stewart.
Thank you.
Yep. Turn her up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so Christine, you're here to share some information, some valuable information, an event that is happening this Thursday night as well.
Yes, we are having a community opioid awareness event at the Cascade Theater on Thursday, which is tomorrow the 12th at 6 p.m. Tickets are free, but it is a ticketed event, so I would encourage anybody to go to Eventbrite. It's written off Reading. At Eventbrite or .eventbrite, and go ahead and secure your tickets. We're going to be reviewing a film, an award-winning documentary called Written Off, and it's about a young man who had a botched toe surgery. He had ingrown toenails and was under-medicated during the surgery, so the mother, of course, was horrified by that. She went directly to the pharmacy and got the medication for him, which was an opiate. I believe it was Norco. She gave him the medication, and in the car when it took effect, he said, "I feel like I've been touched by God."
Wow.
And that was it for him. At 15 years old, he began to, he used that prescription, got more prescriptions, began to work the system, and the story tells the remarkable story of this young man, Matthew Edwards. What he did was he took journals. So he wrote everything. He journaled his addiction, which is unusual. And we're really grateful for his accounting of this because it really shows the human side of this problem. This is a young person who didn't know that he didn't set out to get high, right?
Right.
And a lot of people don't. And they... And it shows how he struggled. He really struggled to try to get clean. And some of the things that he did to, contribute to his addiction or to feed that need, he wasn't proud of, but he journaled it all. And so his mother started a blog, My Dead Son's Journals, and collaborated with this documentary writer who also lost someone to opioids.
Well, this is a tragedy that touches all levels of society. My cousin, who was wounded in Vietnam, wounded severely, and his left leg eventually was amputated 25 years afterwards because it just deteriorated to that point. But at one point, he was given painkillers, and he's a strong guy. And he called me and he said, he says, because I realized I'm taking a month's worth of opiates in a week.
Wow.
And then they keep refilling it. He says, I'm hooked. And, I said, what can I do? He says, well, I'm turning myself in to the VA to a rehab center. Spent 30 days in there and came back out and was, after that, it was, his life was different. He was no longer on the opiates. He was no longer on the painkillers like that. He had some kind of, some form of a prescription, but never one that he abused. But this is something that this pain he lived with, and there's people out there with pain that obviously need to have medication.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to say quickly,
it's the ones that have gone beyond that.
And quickly, 130 people die every day in America from opioid-related drug overdoses, according to the California Department of Public Health. In California, there were 19,808, 224 prescriptions for opioids written last year. The top three California counties with babies born with opiate influence, number three is Humboldt, number two is Shasta, and number one is Trinity. So this is really super topical and very serious.
We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back because this is, I think this is really a film we all need to see, and it's going to be tomorrow night. It's going to be at the Cascade Theater. It's going to start at...
At 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
Doors open 5:30.
Free?
Free.
Of course. And it's being put on, of course, by Dignity Health and Mercy Medical Center, which I think it's a very valuable. This is going to be a very valuable tool for in the future. Okay, we're just going to take a quick break. 7:16 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air is, yeah, it's starting to cool down, but it's going to be back up in the 90s next week. And if you need any help with the air conditioner, taking a look at it, or how about getting your heater looked at? Because now is the time probably to start getting the heater looked at. And we here watched yesterday when the cranes put the two air conditioners back on the roof. They haven't connected them yet. That would be too much to ask for. But they do have them back on the roof. So I'm looking at sometime before snow that we'll have the air conditioners back on. Thank goodness, though, you know, but they're also heaters. So I'm not complaining. It's just a fact of life. 7:16 in the morning, 63 degrees out there. We're going to be right back with Christine Stewart.
Damn solid, damn steady, damn true down to the core. I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Football is life. Get in the game. Catch your favorite team on any screen inside Elements. Score more on our stadium snack menu. Half off during the game. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard. Win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at WindRiver.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
That's something to be proud of.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this Wednesday morning here. It is 9/11, and we all know what that day represents. Everywhere in the world, everybody knows what that day represents. So we do remember. 96.5 FM, if you're just tuning in. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, your talk radio.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, Cornerstone Community Bank wants you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. And, in fact, at 7:30, we're going to have one of the people that whose dream did move forward with the help of Cornerstone Bank. But right now we're here with Christine Stewart. And we're talking about a documentary that's going to be shown tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater. It's free, and it's about opiate addiction. And the tentacles it has in our society and how it touches everybody, whether you know it or not. It touches either your friends, it touches people in your family. And the story is about a young man that was 15 years old when he got his first taste of opiates after an operation. But they're not out there by themselves, are they, Christine?
No, they're not. In fact, here in Reading, we have, in 2017, we had 26 deaths from opioid overdoses. And since that time, or around that same time, we have added so many services in our community. We have the Aegis Treatment Centers, Churn Creek Healthcare, Shasta Community Health Center, Groups Recovered Together, and Hill Country, just to name a few, that have incredible medical-assisted therapy. You might hear it called MAT therapy, M-A-T. And that helps people that have really gone to the extreme with their addiction or opioid use disorder. It really is a disorder.
Mm-hmm.
People, not everybody, but about 1 in 4 will become addicted to opioids. And it's because it really hits them in their pleasure centers, in their brain, differently than it does the other 75%. So these treatment centers are designed to be able to help people that have that extreme opioid use disorder or addiction,
mm-hmm.
to be able to come off of heavy medications like morphine, OxyContin, heroin. They can detox safely without the excruciating pain that they would experience otherwise. And they can eventually either be maintained on gradually smaller doses, or some people can be weaned off, but not everyone can. But it does allow them to be more productive, more engaged in their lives, and not completely owned by their addiction.
This is the methadone. You can get into the methadone treatments and this, that people go, oh, no, they've become addicted to methadone. Well, methadone doesn't destroy your life, and it's legal. And if you take prescriptions for cholesterol or heart, you know, or blood pressure, it's the same thing. You think of it as a medication like that. Now, do you think it's because of the 26 people that died due to opiate overdoses? Do you think it's just because people go, you know, that's what they wanted. You know, they're out there, they're doing what they, they're criminals, they're thugs, and blah, 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 because they don't look at them as being people that are producing, are members of our society. They think that people just brought it on themselves.
Well, that's a really good point that you make, because, yes, most people really don't plan to do this. You know, no one ever said, oh, my life really sucked until I got, hooked on drugs.
Right. It's a false sense.
Drugs sure made my life better.
Made it better, right?
But it could have happened for you in the military, even though you were very conditioned. How much pain did you go through with, torn this, broken that, right, Carl?
A question
I have for you is Visions of the Cross.
I remember my first shot of morphine.
Can we cover that there is hope here in Reading, and that there is a location? Can we go more into depth about Vision of the Cross?
Yes, Linda. So I am not affiliated with Visions of the Cross, so I can't tell you exactly how their program runs. But I do know that what they have are residential treatment facility available for all women and men. They have to be serious about their commitment to recovery. They can connect them with providers that can offer them the mat therapies, and they also have programs there to teach them how to cope.
Right.
Because a lot of this is after you've been doing this for a certain period of time, you completely lose your ability to cope without this medication.
Well, I'm just going to do a quick story. Somebody recently that I met who had a son, Harley, riding his Harley, broke his wrist, got into, the opiates or whatever, the pain pills, went from there into it's the story. It is the classic story of going from he was a good kid, we worked together, and then recently OD'd on heroin because he went into the harder thing just to cope or whatever the addiction happens. Now, we are here with the wonderful Christine Stewart, and we're talking about Shining a Light on Opiate Addiction in Shasta County. The movie is tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater. There will be a panel discussion afterwards, so I think if you maybe have a nephew or a brother, or maybe it's even you, and a sister, a parent, and you just are kind of at a loss, this is a great opportunity to go to the Cascade Theater tomorrow night for free. You do need to get your tickets, even though they're free at Eventbrite. And the doors open at 5:30. It's from 6 to 9. So you're going to watch this movie that's called Written Off. And you're probably like, well, Written Off? That sounds so negative.
We added a little bit to the tagline, and everybody knows somebody who has been written off by their family, by their friends, by society as, a waste, right? And really the movie is more about a young man who became addicted the same way. He had a surgery, he had his medications, and he was instantly hooked the minute he took his first opioid. And so the movie shows the progression of how someone can be a great kid and then move into this really dark place. And it shows the humanity of a person struggling with this addiction.
This is an addiction. I mean, people talk about cigarettes. I'm addicted to cigarettes. Well,
and babies born with.
But the big thing here is that just like you said, we had babies born with an opiate influence. If they're born with drugs in their system. In fact, we have some friends who adopted their grandchild, and they couldn't bring the child home for something like a month because they were weaning the child off heroin, the baby off of heroin. So this is so real, and let's just face it that the top three California counties have already said it. Shasta's number two in the state as far as having babies born with on drugs, 19.7 cases per 1,000.
And there's a statistic here that the number one age group for opioid deaths in Shasta County was 30 to 40 years old, followed by 45 to 49 year old. It's not like people, you know, 12 trying a drug.
Right. So what typically I have seen with patients is someone young, maybe they've been exposed this way through medically to opiates, or because they have childhood experience, adverse childhood experiences, your ACEs score, those things will drive people to use because they don't have the coping skills that they need, right? And that that happens more often than not. I believe it's the statistic is 70% of people with ACEs will use at some point and
use
become
drugs.
Addicted to something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, tomorrow night, Cascade Theater, go to Eventbrite. Get your tickets. You don't want to miss seeing Written Off. It's a documentary, examines the secret life of a user, challenging stigma and shame. Oh, my gosh.
There'll be a panel afterwards that will be there to answer questions. You know, this is going to be a great, I think this is going to be a great film for everybody, parents, relatives, and, you know, of course, I believe school-age kids, you know, in the high schools that can understand this, can take a look at what's happening to their friends around them. And it be aware of it and be able to try and help that way. Well, so Christine Stewart, thank you so much for joining us today and for Dignity Health for putting this on. This is such a timely documentary that we all need to see. So everybody, 6 p.m. tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater. It's free. Can you just walk in or do you need to get tickets first?
Yeah. You know, tickets are selling fast, so
right.
Or moving fast.
Right.
So I would recommend going to Eventbrite and getting your ticket.
Okay.
You can certainly try. We won't turn people away unless we've exceeded the maximum.
Yeah, unless the fire marshal is standing there in front going, no, no. All right, Christine,
right.
Thank you so much. And Allison, thanks for helping us get this thing set up. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with another organization that helps people. In our county and in our city, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers was started over 15 years ago by Sharon Clark and has flourished because she takes care of people. If you need help, whether 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. And just remember, there's no place like home, and that's where Sharon wants to keep the people that she works with. We'll be right back.
American, where at least I know I'm free. But I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Good morning, everybody. 7:36 in the morning, and it's about 63 today, going up to 88. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this portion of the show. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we are here with Gordon Chatham. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning.
And you are with Shasta Head Start.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to ask you right up, if you don't mind me asking, Carl, at the top of this interview, what is Head Start?
Okay, well, Head Start is a program founded in 1965 as part of Lyndon B. Johnson's War on Poverty. And Shasta Head Start has held a grant since 1965. So we've been serving Shasta, Trinity, and Siskiyou County since then. And Shasta Head Start is a early childhood development program that offers comprehensive services to children and families. And so what that means is we don't only do preschool, but we provide health services, nutritional services, and family services. So it's an inclusive program. Unlike a lot of preschools that focus just on the children, we focus on the entire family.
Oh, cool. Okay, so it's like a unit, like the unit learns. And what do, like, typically when somebody's 4 or 5 or 3 or 5, 3 to 5 that's going into preschool, what, when you say it's a family, I just kind of, give me a day of what happens when somebody walks in and says, well, I heard about this Head Start program. I'd certainly like to, how do you qualify? And then what happens?
Okay, well, we serve families from prenatal mothers all the way to 5-year-olds. And so what happens is we families come into the office, we assess their needs, not only the child's needs, but the needs of the families. So we will refer them to programs if they have, you know, educational needs or employment needs. We screen all the children for if there's any health services they need or nutritional services we need. So we approach it as a family unit. So we not only educate, you know, the child, but we educate the family and what's best for the family and the children.
Well, how many are in the program, Gordon? Would you say? How many are in the program?
We serve 736 children.
In Shasta County?
In Shasta, Siskiyou, and Trinity.
Oh, Shasta, Siskiyou, okay. And Trinity. 736 children who then are, once you, because I remember the Head Start program. Yeah, I mean, I don't, exactly remember it in 1965, but I remember the Head Start program, and I've heard about it, you know, of course, since then. The fact is that you all have been involved with it since the very beginning.
Yeah, we were one of the first grants
wow.
that was issued in Shasta County.
How long have you been with the program? And how did you get in the program?
Okay, I've been with the program 19 years. I was born and raised in Reading, and I wanted to move back to Reading. I was working, you know, getting some work experience out of town, and I saw a job for fiscal officer at Shasta Head Start. I took it, and I just fell in love with the program. One of the reasons is because it's really community-based, and we're working with families and children of our community, and it's just a great investment, and I just fell in love with that uh-huh. model.
I think it's wonderful because we understand and we would wholeheartedly agree that you need to, as a human soul, if you're living in a community, to breathe into the community. It's not like you're in this house and it's all about your house. I mean, this is what is it's part of the integral part of, you know what I'm talking about, the chain. If you look at the chain and what you're doing with your soul and your energy, I commend you. And that's what probably felt so good for you, is that you were taking this man that you are, this mission, and you were seeing it through to help change people's lives or help awaken the possibilities of their life, of what they can do. So you were giving, that's what I think, what I'm hearing about what Head Start does, prenatal women to 5-year-old and their families. It's like, what would you say the highs and the lows of what you've seen?
Well, I think there's a lot of success stories. We've had children go through our program that have got their doctorate.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And, you know, that's really rewarding. And I'd also like to say that it's just, you know, all of the employees in our program are super, super dedicated. They're amazing. It's what makes our program. They all share the same values in investing in the community and to families in the community, and they work tirelessly to do that. And so, you know, when families come in, I don't know if there's any lows to really say, because there's so much opportunity
mm-hmm.
for families. We serve families primarily that's in poverty, in federal poverty level. Mm-hmm. We serve homeless families. We also serve some families that are over income. Up to 10% of our families are over income. So, you know, there's really nothing I can say negative about the program or low, because, you know, once we get a family into the program, I think it's beneficial for everyone. It's beneficial for them, their children, and the community. There's just really no losers in that.
Well, you know, taking a look at the different programs here, like pregnant mothers, teen parents, that's from pregnancy to 18 months. So you're giving prenatal care, making sure that they're getting the vitamins and the types of support they need that way. And you don't have to travel to some place. You can just go. You can have home visits. Is this correct?
Yeah, we offer home-based programs. Mm-hmm. So that's where we have a home visitor who actually meets with the parents and child every week. And then every month there's a socialization where those children and families come together to socialize. That's one of our programs. We have center-based programs, which is a typical preschool mm-hmm. center-based program.
Then so this goes on into toddlers and then, of course, even into, like you said, preschool, the variety of different things. The preschool program goes from 3 to 5 years. And you have 25 centers for that people can go to.
Correct.
So, I mean, this whole way is to help get this started, get kids started off correctly. And and like you said, you've seen this go from a preschooler probably to somebody getting their doctorate. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Do you think would you lay it right to their start as a child like this?
Yeah, I think
I would.
I think, you know, the investment we make into early childhood is extremely valuable, turned the entire life of that individual. And I think there's nothing more, there's not an investment you can make in your community or your society more important than
more
early
valuable.
Childhood.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, hey, we're here with Gordon Chatham. And
we're just
going
to say that. Let's do it together.
We're here with Gordon Chatham. And from Shasta Head Start, and we're going to take a quick break and be right back with him. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, I usually hit pretty hard the insurance side of it because Judy's one of the few people that's going to be able to find you fire insurance out there, especially under these conditions that we've been living under for the last few years. But the financial side of her business is also growing, and the reason it is they provide expert and professional diagnosis of your investments. They have great ideas on how you can invest and maybe taking a look at the investments you have already. Because if we just live longer, and we live longer, our money needs to last longer. Well, go to Maxwell Insurance and Financial and find out how you can make that money last to the, you know, as my father said, the last check I write to the funeral home should bounce. Anyway, but we don't want to do that, of course, and Judy's going to keep you from doing that. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Native American Day giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Win a Harley Davidson just in time for Big Bike Weekend.
It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Drawing is Friday, September 27th at 6 p.m. just before the Beaumont Boys concert. 14 winners, $100 free slot play. Grand prize winner, a brand new Harley Davidson from Redding Harley Davidson. Wind River Resort and Casino. You win.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5
beautiful
FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:50 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, going up to 88 today with a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Northern Firearms Instruction is bringing you this segment of the show. Northern Firearms Instruction, the most complete CCW anywhere from the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Started right here 10 years ago by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. For more information, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822.
Hey, just before we get going, was that Martina McBride?
Oh, Safehill.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, because, you know, she always does great positive songs, and you can just hear this. And we're in a very positive interview here right now with Gordon Chatham, who is, do you head up Head Start?
Yeah, I'm the executive director.
Executive director.
And you've been with that for 19 years, right?
Well, no, I recently became executive director in June.
Yeah, but you were with...
But I've been with Head Start for over 19 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moved up the chain.
Okay,
yeah.
Now...
Took it over.
Who's eligible for this?
Families are eligible if they're at 130% of federal poverty level.
Uh-huh.
And so, to give you an example, a family of four who makes less than $33,475 would be income eligible for the program.
Okay. Well, that's your basic... $33,000 would be like a job that actually is with the state, isn't like a postman.
No, well, you can work for the state. You can work for the state or the county or the city and be making about that much money. But you're talking about the entire family income, too.
The entire family income.
Because mm-hmm. that'd be under, is like at $33,000, if you have four kids. If you have less kids, then it goes up, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have three kids, it'd be $27,000 and two,
yeah.
20,
okay.
22. That's our income threshold. But we also serve homeless children. So that's any family that doesn't have a permanent home. So they could be staying with family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They don't have a permanent home. They could be staying with friends. Those families mm-hmm. would be eligible for the homeless, and also families on government assistance. Those are eligible, and foster children.
Okay.
Foster children are eligible, regardless of the family income.
Okay. Now it says that all the children must be up to date on their immunizations. Now, do you help with that?
Oh, we definitely help with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because a lot of them can't afford it, I'm sure. Even if there's a lot of free immunizations going on out there.
Yeah. So when a family comes in to enroll in the program, we assist in making sure they have their immunizations. We assist on health checks, dental checks. And that's what's great about our program is when a family enters the program, we'll give them assistance to get that done. You know, we will find the providers. You know, we'll even help schedule the appointment. And in some cases, we'll help with transportation.
Wow, that's fantastic.
At what point do you expect the family to kind of take care of a lot of this? I mean, if you're providing, I don't mean take care of it financially, but these people have had a child and the child needs to be nurtured. And these now Shasta Head Start is a wonderful program to help people on this, but do you have to teach the parents things like senses of responsibility? Do you find yourself doing that?
Well, I think the parents take a role in that, and I think a lot of young parents, especially of parents that may have experienced some adverse childhood experiences, all we need to do is provide referrals and guidance. A lot of the parents that we serve are more than willing to better their child's life and their family and their lives. And
they're just in circumstances.
Right. And our goal is, in their young families, in Maybe they're in tough circumstances, and the our role is to help with education and refer them to a lot of great community partners that we have in this area to help them grow and and
I've read article after article, study after study that says if we can catch these kids when they're young and get them into programs of education, of reading, of interacting with other kids, that they do so much better. You know, that they're the ones that, that they're reading at the 12th grade level when they hit the 12th grade instead of reading at the 6th grade level, which many of our students are when they hit that. So that, programs like this benefit our community in a million different ways. Plus, children didn't ask to be brought here. And they're here, and they should be given the best chance possible. And it's tough in Shasta County. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I agree.
In some cases.
Yeah. And there's, like I said earlier, there's nothing, I mean, and I'm a finance person, that's my background.
Yeah.
But to me, there's just not a better investment you can make than in young children and families. Because that's the generation that's going to take us forward. And we have to move everybody along and give them the resources to do that.
Now, in Shasta County, you've got some different locations, right, that people can go to. Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. If you're interested in the program, you can call our administrative office, and that's 530-241-1036, and ask for enrollment. And they can talk to you about the enrollment. We have centers all over Reading. We have centers. We have about 15 centers in Reading.
Wow.
And then we have five centers in Siskiyou County. We have a Bernie Center, and we have a center in Weaverville.
Okay. I see that. You've got one up in MacArthur, it looks like.
And MacArthur. Yes.
MacArthur. All right. You know what? MacArthur, the center of the world. People don't realize that. Hey, Gordon, so we've got the areas out there. We have the trained personnel. We have the financing through grants here. You know, frankly, I have questions where my tax dollars go a lot of times, as we all do. I think this is one of those programs that I'm glad my tax dollars do go there. I'm just going to think in the future that all of my tax dollars, every one of them, comes to you at Shasta Head Start. That will make me feel better. That will make me feel better that my tax dollars come to this program, which I really believe gives kids a chance. So people just have to call you to get into it, and this is if they're pregnant, younger parents, single parents?
Yeah, any parents, foster parents, they can call us. They can go to our website, ShastaHeadStart.org.
And this is big for foster parents because they're taking in kids, and a lot of these kids have some problems, and they need some help.
It's great for foster children. It's great for all children, even over income. We serve 10% over income parents.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I wish we could serve more because we have a long wait list for over income children.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely give us a call, and we'll. We'll get you to an enrollment person and assess your needs and see if you qualify for the program.
Well, you know what? You're here today based on Community Bank. You are one of their, thousand spots of greatness, bright lights in our community. And so I want to give a shout out to them for setting you up because you've never been with us. You've never been on the show, and we're remiss on this. I am so happy that you're here, and I hope it's not the last time. I think there's a variety of things you do during the year that you probably we can maybe, share that with people.
And isn't this portion, this half hour, brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank?
Absolutely, because they are moving dreams forward. That's their tagline. And before you came in, we said, and this is something it's one of your dreams, too, that you're living out every day.
Definitely, definitely. And Cornerstone Community Bank is really helped us.
Well, Gordon Chatham, we want to thank you for what you're doing with this because it's obviously something you truly love and truly believe in.
So thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, that's Shasta Head Start. Hey, we're going to take a quick break for the news. When we come back, we've got the Economic Development Corporation lined up there with great news for Northern California and especially Shasta County. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Remembering those who were lost in the 9/11 terror attacks 18 years ago today. A solemn ceremony this morning at the Pentagon, target of one of the hijackers' planes. President Trump spoke.
Today our nation honors and mourns the nearly 3,000 lives that were stolen from us on September 11th, 2001.
Earlier, Mr. Trump did not speak. He observed a moment of silence at the White House.
The President and First Lady joined White House staffers on the South Lawn, marking the moment when the first hijacked plane hit the World Trade Center 18 years ago. After three bell tolls, the Trumps bowed their heads to remember the 9/11 victims and their families. And they placed their hands over their hearts as a bugler played taps. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Ceremonies at Ground Zero, the World Trade Center site in New York. The names of the victims being read aloud. One of the readers, Marianne Marino, lost her firefighter son on 9/11.
While we are humbled by Kenny's actions and the actions of all the first responders, 18 years has not lessened our loss.
Observances at the Flight 93 site, Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Vice President Pence to speak there. Not forgotten today, the first responders who rushed into harm's way. Many of them lost their lives that day or in the years that followed, sickened by cancer and other 9/11-related illnesses. Police in Tallahassee, Florida, say they have a suspect in custody after a knife attack in an industrial area of the city. At least four people injured, requiring immediate medical attention. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up about 68 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 45. The S&P better by 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
China confirms it's holding a Taiwanese businessman missing for several weeks after entering China from Hong Kong. The BBC's Cindy Su is in Taiwan.
Taiwanese businessman Morrison Li, also known as Li Mengzhu, went missing on the 20th of August after entering southern China's Shenzhen city. He had gone to see protesters in Hong Kong 2 days earlier and had taken pictures of them, as well as Chinese military vehicles at the border, and sent them to his friend, a Taiwanese township chief. China's announcement today that Mr. Li is being investigated for allegedly carrying out activities that endanger national security came as a shock to his friends and family, who say he was an ordinary businessman who was not involved in politics.
French police appealing for victims and witnesses to come forward to aid in their investigation of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The man who tried to assassinate President Reagan wants a job in the music industry and possibly in California.
That's what a lawyer for 64-year-old John Hinckley Jr. told a judge at a court hearing Tuesday in Washington. But a prosecutor said that would give the government great pause. Hinckley spent decades living in a psychiatric hospital in Washington after being found not guilty by reason of insanity in Reagan's 1981 shooting. U.S. District Judge Paul L. Friedman has gradually allowed him more freedom and in 2016 allowed him to begin living at his mother's Virginia home. Hinckley currently lives under a set of conditions, including regular visits with mental health professionals, but Friedman said Tuesday he believes some of those conditions can be loosened. Keith Peters, Washington.
Cleanup and damage assessment are underway in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, after a tornado tore through town. A twister touched down shortly before midnight. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall, the air. 8:05 on the morning of 9/11, 18 years ago at 8:46 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, plane slammed into the North Tower and then the South Tower, leading to the largest loss of life in an attack on America, even exceeding the attack on Pearl Harbor. Since then, our country has been at war for over 18 years, and the war continues till today. It's a day of remembrance, a day of sadness, a day of ceremony. Today, 18 years ago, on 9/11, the United States was attacked. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Honey,
good morning. Is that professional radioese? No.
Hey, honey,
no,
how about
it's not.
The weather?
Linda, no, it's not.
Excuse me, Ms. Bott. Could you
yes,
give us the weather?
Thank you. Okay, and I also want to do a shout out for Sue at the helm, who does a beautiful job doing the news in the morning. We appreciate you, Sue.
Thank you. Oh. And this morning, before you get in the weather, we did have a hit and run this morning.
Oh man!
So do your weather, and then I'll follow it up after you're finished, ma'am.
65 degrees in the downtown studio, sunny with a high near 91 today. Northwest winds around 6 miles per hour tonight. Clear with around 62. Tomorrow calls for sunny and hot. The high near 97. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low of 63. Now Friday calls for another sunny and hot day with the highs near 98, mostly clear with a low of 64. Saturday, sunny and hot with 97. Saturday night, mostly clear overnight skies with a low of around 63. Sunday will be 87. Monday, now we have a chance of showers with mostly sunny with a high near 78. Talk about a drop. And Tuesday will be around 78 as well, mostly sunny. Chance of showers Monday night. Now, if you can remember all that, I will give you a cookie. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
So, good morning, everybody. It's our Economic Development Corporation Day, and we have here Tony Giovanella. And I want to just give a shout-out to his wife. His wife works for the VA, Dr. Kelly. And she has been of inestimable assistance to veterans in this area. And especially, as you all know, we have talked about Bob McIntosh, and Bob was laid to rest, of course, Monday. But Kelly was like a tiger fighting for this man, and she was of so much help since all of this began, really, in last December. And I called and told her about it, and I know that it affected her, as it affected all of us. But I just wanted her to hear, and I want everybody to hear about what a great person your wife is, and the great things she does.
Well, thank you, Carl. I know she's listening this morning, so I know she'll appreciate it. But I'll tell you, she has been working at the VA for over 20 years. She's been a nurse for over 30 years. She loves her job. She loves the veterans, and you know she loves to hear their stories, and she really appreciates their sacrifices. But and so that, you know, that just is part of her being, but it's nice of you to say.
Well, I so much, she was such a help to the family in Florence, Bob's widow so much appreciated, Kelly. I mean, she went out of her way to do things that the court, they're just, you know, stupid things, but they had to do it because it's the law. But Kelly was always in there getting signatures, leaving things, like in drop points, like it's a spy novel, so I could get to it because she's so busy, she's on the road all the time. Anyway.
Can I digress for a minute?
You can digress into, there are so many things going on, buddy.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for helping us never forget 9/11. You know, it's near and dear to me. I'm a New Yorker. At that time of my career, I was actually flying back from Reading to New York every week to work.
Wow.
And normally I left on Monday morning, but for some reason, I took the red eye Monday night. And I flew on a United 767, landed at, I guess it was about 6 in the morning, and I get, you know, this panic call from my wife, 6 in the morning, and I get this panic call from my wife. I'd already gotten to work and, you know, turned on the news, and I had been flying in and out of New York all the time. And when I saw the first plane come in,
wow,
it was a beautiful, clear day.
Yeah.
I told my wife, there is no way that that was an accident. It's totally clear today. No plane takes that route down the Hudson north to south. They go across. They go over. They never come north to south. They don't go that way. And then, of course, the second one hit. So I happened to be in New York whole week because you couldn't fly out. People were renting cars. They were getting on trains.
Walking.
They were wherever. And I got to say, my New Yorkers were fabulous, right? Truckloads of stuff were going in, volunteers everywhere. And it was just, it was a terrible time. But, I really saw a very large community come together.
I tell you what, like I said, I was there less than a month after it happened, and I didn't see surrender. I didn't see despair. I saw people that were ready to fight, that they were not letting it. It was not going to change their lives. They continued on. New Yorkers, in so many ways, people forget how tough,
scrappy
they are. And this was not going to destroy their city. They were not going to let that happen. And they have since rebuilt and have done these things. So,
well, we saw the 9/11. We said this in the first segment. We went to the 9/11 Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to the 9/11 Memorial?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's near and dear to me because I had, you know, a bunch of high schoolers that were first responders, people I went to high school with that passed during that, and other people that I knew, or, you know, and friends of relatives of relatives. So, you know, it's near and dear, and I'm glad we're not forgetting this morning.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Well, let's get on with, we're here for like a multitude of reasons. One, obviously, to shine light on the fact that let us never forget. And second of all, because we've got this incredible guy who just showed me this object that he has designed. And I am, his name is Toby Zane. And let's do a little introduction, Joe.
We're going to, okay. Why don't we just do that since...
Yeah, a little introduction.
The plan we had just go out of there. Okay.
You were on the phone. I have no idea. So anyway.
It was the VA calling to tell me that my appointment was canceled and then rescheduling me. So
okay.
That's what
so
it was.
Let's
when
do
I
a
see
little
it
introduction.
VA, I answer the phone.
Yeah, so Toby Zane is a very interesting gentleman, and he comes from a family of entrepreneurs, so it must be genetic. It's in his DNA. And as you know, we had the first annual venture conference last year, and we had 6 finalists, and we've had other finalists come in and talk. Toby was one of those 6. And Toby actually, he developed this product, which I'm
going to talk about. Well, we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
That's going to be our hook, you know, but.
Yeah, we'll do the mundane stuff
first.
We'll
get all the stuff in, but let me tell you, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm trying to figure out how I can score it off him before he leaves.
I'm going to take a picture right now on my phone. Can I do that?
We're going to do that.
I'm going to post it right now.
Take it right now and put it on Facebook. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take an early break, then we're going to come back, and we can get into all these things that are happening, and then we're going to get into Toby's genius here. And I just, frankly, these inventions that you see, I don't know if you ever kind of watch and you look at these things, you think, how do people come up with this? I can't wait to talk to Toby when we get into here about, so it's such a good idea. How did you come up with this kind of thing? But I think that's the secret. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, they are one of the top-rated hospitals in California, if not the United States, when it comes to treating strokes. Once a person has a stroke, to help prevent strokes, how to prevent them from happening again. They have a team of experts that are trained specifically in this, in stroke technology and stroke awareness, and how to treat it medically. All this and plus much, much more. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is, I think they've signed the contract with the VA to be able to provide medical help for our veterans so they don't have to travel to UC Davis or Mather or any of these places that can be seen right here, which is a huge benefit for our veterans. Shasta Regional Medical Center. It is 8:15 in the morning, and we will be right back after these messages with Tony Giovanella from the EDC and his guest. Hey, mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Here comes Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm excited to tell you about the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. It's a one-day conference for all women leaders. The summit will focus on supporting women aspiring to step more into their sphere of influence and those who have fully embraced their position as a powerful leader in their community. We're excited to provide a forum to recognize, inform, and champion the work being done by women in this Northern California region. Following the speakers will be your Expo pop-up shop from 4 to 6 p.m. with a no-host bar and music by DJ Bobette. Come be inspired at the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. That's September 14th with a pop-up shop in the downtown atrium. For more information about this fabulous event, go to thewomensleadershipsummit.com and see you there.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Running down a country man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air, right here with Carl and Linda Bott, 8:19 in the morning, and it's 64 degrees, going up to 92 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He knows it all. If Jeff doesn't know something about repairing a windshield, it hadn't been invented, and he's probably inventing a new process right now anyway. He cares about your family. He cares about your family being safe. He can fix anything from a small chip to cracks over 2.5 feet in length. He fixed one on my, he fixed like a 12-inch crack in my windshield. I can tell you when. It was 2007. You still can't see it. 2007. Give him a call at 241-8373 or head on down to 3208 South Market Street. Are you RV drivers? You got that little chip in that big windshield? You may want to go see Jeff. Let him fix that for you. We're here with Tony Giovanella from the Economic Development Corporation and Toby Zane, and we're going to talk to Toby in a few minutes, but there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, Tony. And I think some of you may notice that my sidekick, Todd Jones, is not here this morning.
Where is your sidekick?
Well, I'm hoping that he is assisting his wife in the delivery of their third son.
We saw them at Maxwell's, last week, honey?
Yes, and I said, you knew that
she was walking painfully.
Like it was coming.
It was there.
Right there.
I mean, she's such a lovely lady, and she was ready.
Beautiful.
Anyway, so is he in the today?
I don't. It,
9/11,
close.
Being born
close.
On 9/11. Wow. Nobody, everybody will remember. Hey, mom and dad, why are there flags flying? Why are people always, you know, they're marching and they're having parades. Is that because of me? Yes, son. Okay.
Well, let's go through some of the events that are happening in the community. We have a pitch breakfast tomorrow at From the Hearth, 7:15 in the morning. We've got two great pitches. We have a doctor who's basically created a device, and it's patented, to help gown up people to reduce infections in the hospital world. We've got two young filmmakers who are trying to create their first full-length feature film, and it's a faith-based film, and that's what they want to do. They want to create a company that does those things.
Well, let me tell you this. This is, you know, people go, oh, faith-based. Faith-based films in America make a lot of money. They are very popular. There's a lot of people that like movies that talk about people's faith and have good endings, and you don't have to worry about taking your kids to.
And not only are they popular, they're profitable.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
So in addition, we have the SBDC is running a marketing training also tomorrow. There's a group tomorrow that is getting together that does a lot of work in Salesforce, and Salesforce can really help change companies with that web app, and they're helping people and developers get engaged in Salesforce. On the 14th, there's the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. On the 18th, RAD, which is the Reading Area Designers and Developers, they're helping people break into tech, come in and learn how to do that. SBDC on the 19th is running a training class on how to start a business. On October 3rd, our pub talks, which happens normally every month. That'll be at Theory Collaborative, I think at 6:30 or 6 in the evening.
Now, see, the breakfast ones are hard for us to do because we're on the air. However, when you use the word pub,
there you go.
That can appeal to both Linda and I.
You're invited, and that's about ideas worth sharing, how to determine whether or not you got a great idea. And it goes on and on. The next annual startup weekend is November 8th to the 10th. That's where people come together,
I know,
create their teams, and learn
you know
how
what?
To be a
I know
startup.
That because on November 10th is, of course, the Marine Corps birthday. So yours goes from when? November
8th to the 10th.
To the 10th. So it ends on that Sunday.
That's right.
What time does it end on Sunday?
It's usually, the judging is usually at about, I think 5 or 6.
Okay.
But the party can continue until 8 or 9 or so.
Okay, I'm still trying to get, Todd into this, into the Marine Corps ball. But he's the one that sets this all up, so it's hard for him to make it there.
It is.
Okay.
And then remember, the next Reading Venture Conference, that'll be the second annual, is already scheduled at the Sheraton for April 17th. And that's a perfect lead-in because Toby, our guest this morning, was one of the 6 finalists of the first annual Venture Conference.
Wow.
I'm sitting here like a child going, like, you know, it's the first time I've seen a Barbie or something, and I'm amazed. First of all, I'm all about the packaging.
Linda likes shiny things.
The packaging is just killer winner. And the website, boom. And then he brings out this little okay, we got to talk about this. How much time do we have? I am so excited. My heart's beating fast.
We've got till 9 o'clock. But
you know it's good when my heart's beating fast.
Let's get started here. Toby, good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Toby Zane.
Well, thanks for having me on the air this morning. It's been a fun adventure. I've been freelancing for over 30 years.
Wow.
Was mostly in the aerospace industry for most of that time.
Oh, there you go.
And this is the first real consumer product that we've developed and marketed online. And the reach that you can have out of a small town like Reading is amazing.
We have a lot of international businesses here. People have no idea, like yours.
1 of 6. And so you bring this wallet idea. Okay. Wait, you know, get out of your head, first of all, when you think of a wallet, like the big piece of, you know, thing that opens up that takes your hips out of, you know. Forget about that. No. No, 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 no. No more. No more. This is the new, your aerospace
guy. Why don't you let Toby explain
it? I want to talk about it for a minute. So the packaging is incredible because it's called the last wallet you'll ever need. Go ahead, open it up. You can't. It slides. Tell us about it.
Linda loves this. She's
I'm
over
excited.
There. She's got them. She's looking at them. She's got. I think she's going to use them. Two of them. She's going to use parts of them for earrings.
They're very, very different. I would if I looked at that.
Let Toby explain it.
I would never understand. That's a wallet.
Okay, Toby, tell us what you came up with.
So it's a wallet, and I decided that I was very tired of using the old leather wallets that you would overstuff all the time.
Right.
So they just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And so I went to work, and I gave myself 2 days, 1 day to design my ultimate wallet, and then a second day to produce and manufacture my wallet.
2 days.
2 days.
And to design it?
Right.
But you've been thinking about it, obviously.
Right. But I, just, you know, I was working, I was doing all kinds of stuff, and I just figured, okay, if I take 2 days to do this, and then I'd have my wallet in my pocket. And this is about a year and a half later, and I'm still messing with the wallet.
It's because when you have an invention like this,
right,
that you always are looking at it and say, you know what, if I did this, it would be better. And I'm sure people that get one would say, you know what, if you did this, because you get probably feedback on them too.
Okay, so I wanted to say, I want everybody who's listening, don't do it while you're driving, but go to www.stowwallet, that's all one word, S-T-O-W, wallet.com. And, you know, when you're thinking about, okay, the person who has everything, especially those people who are outside roughing it, shooting, military, kids, it's called a cut above the rest, premium aerospace aluminum, sustainable materials, high durability finish, precision machining, superior design, made in the USA right here in Reading.
Yeah, right here in Reading. Yeah, we're doing it all. We're shipping them out of here. We're shipping them. You know, the other day I woke up and there was an order from Croatia.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that is.
And it's just kind of funny. And he paid $65 to get it there in 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
To Croatia.
We know people in Croatia.
Yeah.
I used to live there.
Well, anyway, so because he had to have it. Once you go online and you look, first of all, did you come up with the stow? Did you come up with that design?
Well, I came up with the stow, the word stow, but I actually had a logo person down in San Luis Obispo developed the logo for us, and just love it. It really comes together, and It makes it memorable when people see it.
Yes. It's like Apple. And you know, it just is one word and boom. Toby, always going to remember.
Toby may not say this, but genius runs in his family because his son designed a lot of the video on the site.
Okay.
It's really nice.
Wow. Okay, we're here with Toby Zane, and he was one of the finalists in the first entrepreneur
Reading Venture Conference.
So this tells me he was one of the finalists, and he's come up with something like this. And this is what I always love. A lot of times the person that, you know, that finishes first, you never hear of them again, you know. But the people that have ideas that are just solid ideas have that certain something that they go forward with it. And now we are we're here with him with an invention that is being sold throughout the world. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about it, get into more specifics about it, and how you know it took to get the manufacturing going like this. And then we're going to get back to Tony and talk about there's a lot of things going on manufacturing wise that we need to also discuss about that's having an impact on our city and our region right here. But this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. Hey, it's getting to be, I know it doesn't feel like it, but winter is coming. And SST Oil has huge sales going on now for the monitor heater, the Toyo heater, and the Toyo water heater. And using kerosene, that as long as you've got kerosene, you've got heat. And I've used kerosene water heaters before, and they are just outstanding. You can't believe how much the hot water, how much hot water you can get. I mean, as long as you have, like I said, you keep that kerosene going, you've got hot water and you have heat. SST Oil. Located at 2370 Wyndham Lane, you can give them a call at 241-1167. We'll be right back with Tony Giovanella, EDC, and Toby Zane, entrepreneur who has gotten himself a great invention here that he's selling all over the world right now.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains the prairies, to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Native American Day giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win a Harley-Davidson just in time for Big Bike Weekend. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Drawing is Friday, September 27th at 6 p.m., just before the Beaumont Boys concert. 14 winners, $100 free slot play. Grand prize winner, a brand new Harley-Davidson from Redding Harley-Davidson. Wind River Resort and Casino. You win.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Where were you when the world stopped turning?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, your channel there, your entrepreneurial network right here today. And the time is 8:36. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Another entrepreneurial group that's been there for 30, 40 years, I'm not sure. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? I'm here with Tony Giovanello, who's the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, and he brought with him today Toby Zane, one of the finalists in the
Reading Venture Conference.
I'll get it probably about the time you're leaving. And Toby invented a wallet. It's not a wallet. Saying it's a wallet is kind of like saying the Grand Canyon is a crack in the earth. It is totally, it's totally innovative. It has gotten Linda's attention and it's gotten my attention. And before he walks out, we'll probably try to buy one or two of them. And Toby, okay, so after you came up with the idea, it took you a day to figure it out and a day to design it.
That's what I gave myself. It's a day, but that's not reality.
Right. But then after you got the idea and you went to the venture conference and people liked it, so then you went into the production of it.
So we actually had a different hurdle that we went through at the very beginning, and that was after the first short production run of these wallets, about 2 days after that, the car fire came through and wiped out our house and
my
whole manufacturing plant.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So that was a big hurdle to get over at that
Toby.
Point.
Wow.
So you've rebuilt everything then. We're in the process of rebuilding.
Right. Yeah, it takes a lot longer than what you would expect.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know what? No, absolutely. The guys from Santa Rosa came up and said, it's been over a year and we've only got 16 building permits. And I think we're doing better here in Reading than that.
Well, far better.
Did you decide that you're going to rebuild where you were?
No, it really has devastated on our property. It was a beautiful piece of property off of Lower Springs Road. And it's just not ready to be rebuilt on yet. So we just signed papers yesterday for another house. We purchased a house further in town.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful house, and we're so excited to be.
Good.
We're so happy that you're continuing with your life.
Yeah, and life goes on, and you've blessed us by being here today with your story, first of all. beginnings and endings, and we've talked about, you know.
We haven't got to the endings yet.
Well, the 9/11 was an yeah. ending and the beginning. So we talk about this day and that you're here today and the tragedies that we all went through and you being like when you lose everything. I look in the eyes of people and wonder how you move forward. Will you create? You have faith. You have your family. You move forward in ways that, you know, it's obvious today that you're such a gifted person and a really good man. I can feel it.
And getting past that is difficult, but you rebuilt your manufacturing side too. I mean, I everything you said was absolutely true, but you rebuilt the manufacturing side. And then did you have to build machines for this, or, I mean, special machines, design them and everything?
That's actually been what I've been doing for 30 years is building automated equipment for the aerospace
okay.
industry. So
okay.
I came back up here. I grew up in Redding and then moved down to Pasadena, Los Angeles area for about 15 years. And when we moved back up here to raise our kids, our boys, I brought a lot of aerospace manufacturing to Redding. And so that's what we were doing in a very small facility off of Lower Springs, and we would produce some really nice machines and really efficiently.
So with the idea that once you designed it and got it out, and then you had your machinery there, and so what you've designed, can you tell people very quickly what it does?
Okay, so I wanted a full-function wallet, something that would take the place of your leather wallet. A lot of these minimalist wallets, they'll hold credit cards, but no cash, maybe a money clip on the outside. And most of them don't hold business cards or your miscellaneous stuff. And so this is a machined wallet, a precision machined out of aerospace aluminum. And all the details are cut into it. There's no screws or anything like that, no elastic. It'll attach to the back of your phone. But it will hold about 4, 6, or 8 credit cards. And you don't have to have that many. You can have less. But it will also hold about 8 bills of currency, cash, inside the wallet. So it's not on the outside.
It has to be folded 3 ways.
Exactly.
I saw that on your website.
And Tony, that means Tony can only carry $800
yeah.
with him.
Okay, so go on.
And then on the back side, there's actually an area where you can put your business cards and miscellaneous cards. And then it will attach to the back of your phone very easily. You don't have to have it attached to the back of your phone. So about half of the users that are, you know, using it at this point, just half of them put it in their pocket and half of them put it on the back of their phone. And then it can be also used as a phone kickstand. So you can actually, it's an adjustable kickstand. So you can adjust the viewing angle. And then not only that, but you can actually do a kickstand vertically also with your phone. So very useful. A lot of people, you know, love to have their phones. Having it on the back of your phone helps you keep track of it a lot better. I've got a system that will put the phone and the wallet onto your dashboard on a magnet. So everything is in one place on your dashboard when you get out of the car.
Hands-free.
Yep.
Also.
You know what? It's fantastic. And, of course, you were one of the 6 finalists. And I hope in the next segment, too, because this has been tremendous, and I want people to go to your website again.
Which is? What's your website?
Stowallet.com.
Yeah. Stowallet. He makes this out of aluminum. Is that?
It's 6061 T6 aluminum, so it has some spring to it.
Uh-huh. But you made it out of a solid block of it.
Okay, so let's talk about the fact that he said that we're going to do, if you call in or you go online, he's going to do a KCNR tab for 20% off. Uh-huh. And I just think that, you know, when you are looking for, you want one yourself, first of all. But if you're looking for, you know, your dad, your girl, I mean, people are really into hiking, riding horses.
Hunting.
They don't need chunk. They got enough chunk with other gear, but this is cool.
This fits in your front pocket. Tony?
So before the break, yeah. I'd like Toby to talk about his experience on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a lot of new companies, they don't have all the capital they need to get up and running. And Toby actually used that tool.
Okay, shoot.
So before we went on to the venture conference, we did a Kickstarter campaign, and it was awesome. That's the first time I'd ever used it, and I've invented things for the last 30 years. But just to be able to put a product easily out in front of you know, millions and millions of people and get feedback on that, that was awesome. And not only that, but they choose, when they see a good product, they'll actually choose to invest in that product. Now, most of the time, they actually will get a first article. So when you go into production, you'll actually send them a first article. So that they actually get something for their money. But it's a great way for an inventor to put products out in front of those people, get feedback. And then not only that, but once you send them the product, then you get all the reviews from them on how it's actually working for them.
Sure.
So that's been huge.
Yeah, okay, actually, now how many – so – okay,
Tony. I was going to say Todd and I both bought ours off the Kickstarter program.
Well,
wow!
Wish we could have been involved in that.
But we can be.
But you hold
right
it close
now.
To your you hold it close to your vest. So you've set it up and you're selling internationally. How many? I mean, not to get personal, but you've been selling a lot of units on this.
We sold about 380. We had about 380 backers on the Kickstarter, which was about 450 wallets sold during a month and a half duration on the Kickstarter. And then we've continued to sell thereafter, and, and we're selling about five a day, but throughout the world. And every day we're getting more and more people on the website.
Well, as soon as people see it and they look and they hit the website, we're going to try and drive as many people there as we can. And like Linda says, if
you can do logos on
if
them.
You go to, yeah, you can put logos on for your business or whatever you hold dear to your life. They're going to give, Toby's going to offer 20% off on the wallet, if you mention KCNR. Toby, this is just a great idea, and I know you've already sold two more here because my wife's not going to let you out of here without buying one. And like I said, you can put logos on them. You can put that, that Army logo, the Marines. You can put your businesses on there. You can put almost anything on this because this is, this is aerospace aluminum. So it's not going to wear out. And it's flexible, so it's not going to be, there's not any sharp edges. This is important because you're going to put it in your front pocket, probably. No sharp edges or anything. So this is pretty cool. And this all came out of your mind, but was pitched to the venture conference and then got into the Kickstart program, which allowed you to move forward. And this is what the EDC does. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages because manufacturers here in town are looking for people, and we're going to talk about that.
Have you forgotten how it felt that day? See your homeland under fire and her people blown away. Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside going through a living hell. And you say,
the Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Redding. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Freedom is life burning warm.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of our show, we're going to be talking with Tony Giovanello from the Economic Development Corporation. We've been talking with him and a gent by the name of Toby Zane, who invented a wallet that he's not. I hope he brought extra ones because we're buying them before he leaves here. These things are space age. They fit everything. They go right into your pocket, no sharp edges. And we're going to have it. If you look at our Facebook page, and we're going to share it out today, what they look like in a connection to his website. And this is something from somebody right here in town that invented something that is now an international product. Now, Tony, let's get on with what you needed about the manufacturing and people and all that.
Right. As excited as we are about new companies and startups, we've got a lot of businesses out there that are trying to grow. And the Shasta Grow Manufacturing Initiative is a group of supporters, if you would, which is, you know, education and the other support services, along with manufacturers that meet. And one of the initiatives that the state is putting on is trying to align, if you would, education at all levels with the jobs that are open, that are most frequently open. And I wanted to share this because this is a list of jobs that manufacturers have difficulty filling. They need IT workers. They need welders. They need press brake operators, which are basically run machines that bend metal. They need industrial electricians, millwrights, people that run CNC and machines and things like that, millwright maintenance technicians, PLC technicians. They program devices that help automated manufacturing run. They need industrial designers, people that know CAD, and optical engineers. So now education is working closely to create programs that align with that. But if you know anyone in those fields that's looking for a job,
well, this is the hardest thing. In the Marine Corps, we send people through some through CAD school for mapping, and they go through some pretty expensive schools, and we keep them for like 4 years because that's what their enlistment is, and they leave with $500,000 worth of education, and it's hard to keep them because of just this reason. They'll start them off at $75,000 a year, and guess what? You don't have to go to places where people are shooting at you unless you're down in Chicago or South L.A. Okay, now, other things you have here in our last 7-8 minutes.
Right, so the manufacturers are also, they want to be attractive, right, to workers. And it's really important to understand the culture in the different generations, if you would. And, you know, generally, unfortunately, manufacturing kind of has this, if you would, reputation of being very numbers-driven, kind of impersonal, right? You know, that employees are not necessarily a driving force. When you work in manufacturing, it's kind of a heads-down, you know, go-to-work mentality. You don't really develop personal relationships because you're doing your own thing, and it's based more on productivity than people. And I have to say that that is not today's manufacturing. Manufacturing today is more oriented around teams and understanding all the specific tasks that happen along the way and working together to make sure that the next task is going to be done well.
You might say it's a collegial.
Right.
Type
it's
of
all
atmosphere.
About quality and delivering great products and working together.
And hugging.
It is. It is.
And patting people and saying, you know what, you are special.
That's right. And, you know, our younger workers, we hear talk about millennials all the time. By 2020, they're going to make up 50% of the workforce, right? And they are very choosy about the companies they work for. They want companies that have social consciousness this top of mind. As a matter of fact, many of them will take less money to work in a place, not only the business, but an area that supports the lifestyle that they want.
And we have heard this before from some in here that they will actually literally have two jobs, that during this time of the year they will go work here, and they've got that type of background. You know, like they may go to Colorado during this time of the year for skiing and all this, and then back to another place because that is so important to them.
Absolutely.
The feng shui of their life.
Absolutely. And they're very independent, both politically, even religiously. And, you know, they want to thrive, but, you know, they've got their own culture. They want more diversity and inclusive programs. They want that work-life balance we've talked about. They need a lot of feedback from their employers, and they like to be micromanaged. They like to have engagement with their boss.
They like being patted.
Right, but, you know.
But things are different. You know, I'm telling you what, you know, law enforcement. They're looking at it. They're hiring those people right now, and things are a little bit different.
They are different. Okay. And those, you know, those people now.
What's in it for me, as opposed to the old protect and serve? What can I get out of this? Not what's in it for me, but what will I achieve, you know, in this? So that they've got to be able to reach out and grasp that.
Well, and some of that's okay. I think everyone should be the master of their own career.
Sure.
I mean, so that's important. And those millennials are now between 23 and 38. So now the folks coming out of high school, the Gen Zers, okay, you know, they got their own little twist on things, right? So, you know, they want to get stuff done. They actually have more of an entrepreneurial spirit. The millennials had some, but the Gen Zs, they want to own their own businesses, and they'd like to build a company and keep it, you know, for their whole career.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I do.
No, we're
too.
All for that.
They don't want the micromanaging, right? They want more transparency so they can deal with things on their own. They want to have a lot of financial rewards and career advancement. And they like not micromanaging, but conversations about how they're contributing. But they want to contribute, right?
Yeah.
So if you're trying to hire people, you need to understand these things. A quote by Simon Sinek, when people are financially invested, they want a return. When people are most emotionally invested, they want to contribute, right? And I think manufacturers have to learn that to draw these people in. They need people. They have
then
to
be
attractive.
Then you've
got to
attract them, and you've got to change sometimes your business plan.
That's
to
right.
Be able to say that, you know, part of what this is, yes, we make a profit, but we're also contributing to this and to this and to this. Here came a question in. Do we have a website at EDC? Would be perfect. To see all these inventions that have come out of the EDC, you know, that like you would have stowallet.com on it, you know, with a little blurb about what it is, and then all the other ones that have come through here. Is there a spot on the website?
We don't. As a matter of fact, probably, I think it was 4 years ago, we created this book, Made in Shasta. It was actually a hard copy, beautiful colored book.
Yeah.
And there are so many new companies, so we're actually in the planning process of creating a new version. It'll be digital because it's constantly changing.
It's
going to be a lot bigger than the one we had before. But, yeah, we are definitely going to do that.
So that you can see, you know, people can see this, because I'm always amazed at the different type of companies we have here. Like, I did not know about StoWallet. Though I'm not positive, but I haven't seen something digitally on StoWallet. and that's why. But so I'm so happy that Toby Zane came in here today, one of the people that was in the Venture Conference and then used the Kickstart program to launch his company that is selling internationally there. And so, Toby, thanks for taking your time to come in here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tony, as usual, we got 30 seconds left. As usual, you guys are constantly pounding it to help companies start, to bring more business into our city. And there's so many things going on that are positive in our city. And I'm just positive. I'm positive that you all have had a lot to do with that.
Well, thank you. We're all in and love it.
Okay. Tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to be joining me, and we've got a lot of great things happening here. It's going to be up to about 92 today, so it's not quite as bad. But if you leave something in the car with those windows up, it's going to get hot in there. It's going to get hot in there quick, so take care of that way. Don't forget about the film tomorrow at the Cascade Theater. We'll talk about it tomorrow also. And then give some time today. Take a moment of silence to remember what happened this day 18 years ago.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you.